Amen. Hallelujah. God is good, isn't he? Amen. He protects us. Amen. He protects us when we're not thinking that he's protecting us. Amen. Glory to God. I thank God for it. Amen. Glory to his name. My spirit has been very vexed. I love to be on the internet. I like to see what other ministries are doing. You know, I like to hear, see what word they're ministering and teaching, because I know that until we all begin to mind the same principles and say the same things, that we can't expect to see Jesus. Amen. Amen. And that's how you look for the coming of the Lord, by looking at the different teachings and the ministries that are flowing. They may be saying something different, but it means the same thing. And it has the same sound, and you can feel the same wind blowing. And as I was searching, I saw some very disturbing stuff. You know, I saw pastors calling other pastors faggots. Using their whole service to try to destroy somebody else's character because you don't like what their ministry is doing. Mind your own business.
Amen.
Amen. You don't know where God's got that person or what they're supposed to be doing. It is not your job to determine what they should be doing or who they should be or how they should act. That is their ministry. God placed them in that ministry. And I'm hearing these I'm hearing these men of God just try to destroy these other men of God, saying they're practicing mind control and all this stuff. And these are big ministries that they're talking about. People that have succeeded in the ministry, who have made mistakes. We all make mistakes. You know, my middle name is Dennis Mistake Gardner. So, you know, and I'm sure they made them too. But we forget that we're all in filthy rags, you know, and we're saved by grace. And my heart was grieved to hear the stuff that these men were saying, these pastors, as they preached in their service. They preached no word at all. All they did was attack these men of God. And it was really disturbing. And I tried to shake it, you know. And then as I was driving yesterday, I heard God say, "Well, don't think it's funny, son. The people of God are doing the same thing, because they can only do what their pastors are doing." Right. Amen. Right. It's unfortunate that they don't have a mind to do what's right for themselves. Right. You know, most folks apply their lives and live according to who their pastors are and what they are. If you do, you better get over it. Amen. You better live for Jesus. Amen. Because I'm liable to back off a cliff. You better make sure you know that it's a cliff there. Amen. And it's disturbing. It's so disturbing. But as I was studying yesterday, I was actually reading, and it turned into study. And 1 Samuel, the 24th chapter and the 4th verse. You know, God took me and was reminding me about David. David and Saul. That was the greatest. That was one of the greatest stories of how you don't touch God's. Amen. 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 We know the story about Saul. We know that they wanted a king, so God gave them a king. They didn't ask for a man of God king. They just asked for a king. They wanted somebody that was big in stature, somebody that was strong, someone that was knew how to make war, and that's what they got. So here comes David. He's the one that Samuel wasn't looking for. God always finds the one that no one's looking for. God always anoints the one that no everyone expects not to be anointed. God always finds the ruddy one, the scrawny one, the smallest one, the worst one, and turns them into what he wants them to be. As we read these verses, it says, "And the men of David said unto him, Behold, the day which the Lord said unto thee, Behold, I will deliver thine enemy into thine hand, that thou mayest do to him as shall seem good unto thee. Then David arose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privily. And it came to pass afterward that David's heart smote him because he had cut off Saul's skirt. And he said unto his men, the Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch forth my hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord. So David stayed his servants with these words, and suffered them not to rise against Saul. But Saul rose up out of the cave and went on his way. In 1 Chronicles, the 16th chapter, and the 21st verse, it says, he suffered no man to do them wrong, yet he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. If you got your mouth on somebody, you better figure out a way to get it off. I don't care what they've done to you, what they said about you, how they treat you, how they've afflicted you, how they've persecuted you. Get your mouth off of them, because God's not going to judge them for you. He's going to judge you for you.
Come on now.
Amen.
We know that David did all these, it wasn't David. He was humble. It was the people that provoked Saul. The singing songs like, Saul killed his thousands, but David kills his 10,000s. You know, people always provoke an audience or provoke others to anger. And we know that he was sore. He wanted to kill David after a while. You know, and you have to understand something. David had the ability to go into Saul and minister to him in music and calm his spirit.
Yeah.
Amen. Anointing produces and creates peace.
Yeah.
And it says, and the men of David said unto him, there's going to always be somebody in your ear. Always going to be somebody in your ear. That's why the word of God says, guard your heart with all diligence. If I don't need to hear it, I'm not going to hear it. Amen. There's only so much that your flesh is going to be able to handle with everything else that you're going through. And the men of David said unto him, behold, the day which the Lord said unto thee, they'll remind you. They'll remind you what God said. Why? Because you done told them what God said. Sometimes you need to keep your revelations to yourself. Because they will use them against you sooner or later. Behold, David, the day has come that the Lord said. Now you know David already thinking this. He already going through. He's tired of running from Saul. He's scared every place he goes. Saul's got men looking for him. And here he is. The men lifted him up. You know what God said, David. The day is come, which the Lord said unto, behold, I will deliver thine enemy into thine hand. Now, it's important that we understand the word deliver doesn't mean to hand over. It means to recompense.
Okay.
There's a difference between handing over and recompensing. When it speaks of recompense, that means that God will recompense. He didn't tell David to handle it. He said, I will recompense. The day has come that the Lord will deliver, has delivered thy enemy into thy hand. And the word enemy is usually hater or adversary. I'm sure you got a whole lot of haters around you. They're haters on your job, and they're haters in your home. But you know what? You can't take it personal, because a lot of folks absolutely cannot help themselves. That's what their character is made out of, and they can only live according to who they are.
Yeah.
And we tend to want to try to change people. You better leave them alone. Let them be.
Amen.
So they done told David, the God has delivered him, thine enemy, into thine hand. What they were telling him, look here, David, you got the perfect opportunity. There's Saul, and he's asleep. You can kill him and become king. It says that thou mayest do to him as shall seem good unto thee. You better make sure that what you do is going to be a blessing to you. If it's going to cause you hurt, If it's going to cause you anguish or pain, you better think about that thing.
Amen.
You better search your heart and search your spirit. I know there are folks that can't wait to say bad stuff about you, constantly afflicting you and persecuting you, calling you all out your name. And you ever heard those saying, what is it, something itch on your ear itch and somebody talking about you? My mother taught me that. That's one of them old handed down things. And I used to say, somebody talk about me. And then God just quickened one day. I said, somebody talking about me. He said, well, stop listening. I said, you cold, Lord. He said, no, I'm giving you truth. Stop listening. Amen. So David's listening to them. They provoking him. There are folks that provoke you. You ever, and no, none of y'all never done this. You ever had somebody that you talked to a friend about fighting when you were young? And you just finally gave up on the whole idea and said it ain't worth it. But then they got in your ear and said, this is the time. You can do this. You can whip them. You can whip them. You can do it. Rubbing you on, patting you on your back. Look at them. You bigger than they are. You stronger than they are. You faster than they are. Not knowing that you about to mess up and get the licking of your life. And while they licking you, your buddy done ran. Watch who you listen to. Make sure what you do is for the kingdom of God. Amen. David rose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe secretly. Amen. He did it. It's kind of unfortunate, but it's the truth. What's done in the quiet, what's done in the dark, don't come to the light. Ask me how I know. God will bust you. He'll put you in a situation that you can't help but get busted. Amen. And then we tend to want to blame the devil for it. Dirty devil. No, dirty flesh. Amen. If you hadn't listened to that old man, you wouldn't have got yourself in that situation. So David done listened to they done talked to his flesh. Now he done listened to his flesh. He not listening to God. He listened to his flesh. He know that God told him, I'll fight all your battles for you. This is a battle. This is your adversary. This is somebody that don't like who you are and what God has called you to be, who God has ordained you to be. So now they want to come against you. It's not because you're so great. It's not because you're big in stature, because actually you're just a lad. But you done went out and did the supernatural. You done defeated Goliath. Somebody he been running from. You done went out and beat him, and then you didn't need his sword, you didn't need his spear, you didn't need his armor, you didn't need his helmet, you did it in God. Yeah. When you yield yourself to the Spirit and the Word of God, you are not going to make people happy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on
now.
Amen.
They'll call you all kind of names, holy roller. Most sanctified than I. That's the first time I ever heard that one. These men of God outright trying to destroy these other men's character because of what's going on in their ministry. Make sure you don't touch nobody's character.
Amen.
Amen. Because if you destroy that person's character, that's going to go down with them. We as people of God, as the saints of God, need to start keeping our mouths to ourselves. If it's something you don't like, move on. God has taught me the hard way. The last 4 years, I had more folks come against me, more folks talk about me, more folks try to afflict me and destroy me with their words than ever before in my life in the kingdom of God. And I was angry. The first year and a half, I was angry. I was angry because I've been serving God and I couldn't understand why, you know, these folks were coming against me, especially when you've been there for them and you've helped them and you've prayed the prayer of sick and you've given up your time for them, but yet they still found the need to judge you and ridicule you. And God told me, that's when God first told me, stop taking it personal. Get over it. I'm going to recompense. You can't do nothing about it. Amen. What you thinking about doing going to land you in prison. Do you want a prison ministry? I think not.
It's getting warm in here.
Ooh, glory. I gotta get going. I promised y'all I'd have y'all out by 12:01. Now, David done let these guys get in his spirit, and he done went and cut Saul's skirt off. Why would he cut Saul's skirt instead of Saul's neck? Because he knew he was wrong already. He already knew that he was wrong. So he thought if he just cut his skirt or his garment, that would make him feel better. But it made him miserable. If you have the truth in you, if you have the love of God in you, when you hurt folks, it's going to hurt you.
Amen.
If it don't hurt you, you need to search yourself.
Amen.
Because you don't know him. You don't know him. But if you know him, the fruit of God, the love and the goodness and the mercy and the peace and the long suffering, these things will manifest themselves in your spirit. Sometimes I got so tired of apologizing to Mama Elgie, I just start staying away from folks. Because if you apologize, folks take it for a sign of weakness. But they actually don't understand just how strong you are to do what you just did.
Right.
But you're trying to please God. You ain't trying to please them anyway.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And he said to his, now he know he done screwed up. I am messed up. The word smoke actually means struck. He didn't just cut his garment, but he yanked it. He grabbed it. Now you know Saul was knocked out. Ain't no telling what Saul was doing before he fell asleep, which gave him the ability to do what he did. Now, you know, ain't nowhere in the world they would have talked him into going against Saul if Saul wasn't knocked out. I'm just saying knocked out because I don't know. But he was out. And David struck him, touched him. The word struck also insinuates that he was doing something he wasn't supposed to do. When you strike somebody, you're using your own force. You're using your own ability. And God already told him, David, I'll fight your battles for you. But he wasn't listening. And he went and said to his men, the Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master. Amen. Or to my leader. Amen. The Lord's anointed. Now you knew he was anointed before you did it. You already knew he was anointed, but yet you allowed them to get in your spirit and you allowed your flesh to overturn what God had already spoke to your spirit. And you smote Saul. Sure enough, he didn't feel it. He didn't hear it, but you did it. You know what we fail to realize? That it don't matter where we go, God is omnipresent and omnipotent. If you hide in a crevice, he know you there. Y'all don't hear me this morning. I should do this thing unto my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch forth my hand against him, or to put forth my works, my flesh, my power, my authority, my dominion, to attack him, because he's been attacking me. It's easy to attack somebody that's attacking you. It's easy to come against somebody that's come against you. It's hard to love somebody that hates you and pray for somebody that despitefully use you. But we're living in a kingdom age, and you got to move on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to his name. I was so displeased by the things that I heard these men saying. Just outright. Popeye, somebody said despicable. That they think they stuff don't stink. Amen. You better be careful what you say.
Amen.
That very simple scriptures, they're so simple. We quote them all the time when we get mad at folks. Don't be deceived. God ain't mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. We always want to tell folks, you're going to reap what you sow, and you're going to reap what you're saying.
Amen.
Make sure you say it in honesty and in truth.
Amen.
And not just to get even. Glory to God. I'd have lifted my hand, stretched forth, or moved towards him, against him, seeing he is perceiving and knowing already that God chose him.
Hallelujah.
I know God chose him. It don't matter if he in error. God chose him. It don't matter if he a foolish man. God chose him. Don't matter if he's not doing the way things ordained that he do, he's still chosen by God. Don't matter if I don't like him, God chose him, and I'm not to touch him. Yeah, glory. So David stayed his service with these words and suffered them. The word stayed means to split or to tear. They didn't understand why he made that decision. Folks don't understand why you live for God after all you've been through.
Amen.
They don't understand why you can give God praise in the midst of the storm with all things you've been through. They just don't understand. And these are the same folks that's been provoked you and trying to invite you. They don't understand. They were torn. They were split because of this matter, because he told them, I'm not going to touch him, so you can't touch him. They were messed up over that. He suffered them not to rise against Saul. But Saul rose up out of the cave and went on his way. The word cave also speaks of a dark place. It don't matter how much darkness they living in, and they done to you whatever they said to you, you got to do the word of God in your life.
Yeah.
And I know it's folks today that's giving you H-E-L-L.
Amen.
Don't like you just because they don't like you. They don't even know why.
Amen.
Every chance they get, they talking to somebody else about you. You got on the nicest shoes you could ever have on, but they think they ugly. You sharpen an attack. But they telling other folks they don't know how to dress. They don't mess with me, brother. I tell them, you better go look in the mirror. You better check yourself. When they go to complain about somebody's shoes, Brother Mickey, I look at theirs. I want to see if they have a right to say what they're saying. And if they don't, I go... We got to say nothing. And they look down and they go, oh. I got a lot of nerve, don't I? You do. You do. You definitely do. Believe it or not, I'm almost done, y'all. But Saul rose up out of the dark place and continued on his course of life. Just because David touched him, it didn't change nothing about Saul. He continued on the same course of life that he was on, missing God. But it would have changed his life if he had did what his flesh and what his men were inviting him to do, he would have never been the apple of God's eye. If above, if for nothing else, you want to always be the apple of God's eye. You want God to always bless you. See, remember that message we preached about three or four weeks ago about how God will lead, guide your path? Is it in the book of Psalms? How God will guide your path. He'll guide your path. He'll lead you whether you're in error or whether you're not.
Amen.
But you've got to recognize him.
Yeah.
Amen. And I'm closing with this in 1 Chronicles. This is where it comes in. I know I was talking about the men of God and the women of God, but it's also talking about you. Because Jesus, or Jesus, means the anointed one.
Yeah.
And if he dwells in you, guess what he brought with him? The anointing. And if he brought the anointing with him, that makes you God's anointed. Y'all better hear me this morning. He suffered no man to do them wrong, to oppress, or to violate. How many here ever felt violated?
Amen.
They never touched you, but you heard what they said. You felt their spirits, and you felt violated. Somebody ever stole your car? You felt violated, didn't you? Broke in your car? You felt violated. Broke in your house. Robbed you, stole something. You felt violated. They didn't touch your person, but they took something that was dear to you. Folks are trying to take something that's dear to you. They're trying to take your peace, your joy in the Lord, your mercy, your compassion, your long-suffering, your goodness, your faith. They're trying to attack everything that's in your character that is God. But God, like he told David, you don't have to fight your battles. I will recompense you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He said he reproved kings for his sake. Let me drop this on you. Jesus is the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. Because the anointed one dwells in you, it makes you a king and it makes you a lord. It said God reproved for kings. Then he said, touch not. Touch not. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, touch not. Look at somebody else and say, touch not.
Touch not.
Ah, my God. Touch not mine. His anointed ones that he dwells in. Because when you touch, they touch you, they touching him. That's why you don't have to fight for yourself. That's why you don't have to defend yourself. God will fight your battle for you. Amen. He'll do it. If they try to oppress you, ridicule you, afflict you, come against you, and you hold your peace, God will fight your battle for you. When you get in and run your mouth, you get in the way of God. I know, listen, folks, and you know what the biggest problem is? Most of the folks that we deal with are Christians. Or call themselves Christians. Christianity has become a very broad word. You don't have to try to live right to be a Christian anymore. All you got to do is confess it. But God say, don't touch mine anointed. And then he said, don't do my prophets no harm. I don't know about in your Bible, but my Bible, the word prophet is not capitalized. So it's not really talking about Old Testament prophets.
Right.
You know, the word of God says, call those things that are not as though they are. Guess what you're doing? Prophesying. Guess what that makes you? A New Testament prophet. Guess what God say? Don't touch him. Paul said in Corinthians, for my people are pining away or are sick because they haven't discerned that they are the Lord's body.
Yeah.
They haven't figured it out that when they touch each other, that they're touching Jesus. You can't touch Jesus and live.
Amen.
If you're not trying to touch the hem of his garment. He said, don't touch him. Don't do him no harm. Don't spoil. Don't try to ruin him. So if you got folks in your lives that's coming against you, bless them. Pray goodness up on them. It takes you out of the picture and it allows God to move.
Amen.
I can't tell you the times I wanted to get up here and bash some folks with my tongue. Because I had perfect opportunity. I got this mic in my hand. I could have ripped them apart. But God said, if you do, I'll have no confidence in you. Hold your peace. Brother Ann and I were talking this morning. Do you know what the worst member in your body is? Your tongue. Because you have the ability to speak life or death into your life. And if you allow folks to provoke you into a place where you want to touch God's anointed. I was telling Brother Keys, Pastor Keys, years ago, he was asking me about one of our pastors. And he was asking me, how did I make it? I said, because God instructed me. God told me that when I was getting unruly and getting uppity about what God had, the word he had gave me and how I was going to reply and how I was going to get back with him. And God took me to a scripture that says, it don't matter if they are in error, obey them that are in authority over you. He was telling me, don't touch my anointed. If you can't handle what they're doing, get the heck out. You better pull back your claws and let God do it.
Yeah.
Don't you be the hell raiser. You keep peace.
Because
you know what I found out, Sister Michelle? God works out of peace, Sister Coletta. He works out of peace. He can work out of peace. God will move obstacles out of your way to deliver you. Hallelujah. Speak, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What is said, even as the word has been spoken, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Do ye not know that I am the Lord, and that I recompense? I shall bring back. I shall make vengeance upon them that touch you. Only put not your mouth and put not your power against them, for I am the Lord your God. Be not deceived. I am not mocked. Whatsoever you sow, that ye shall also reap. For that law is immutable. That law does not change.
Folks ask for forgiveness, but the law does not change. Folks ask for pardon, but the law does not change. Be careful in what you say. Be careful in what you do. For I, the Lord your God, shall watch over what you say. I am your God. I am your leader. I am your God. I am the life giver. I am the life giver. I am the life giver. Speak life unto those who would harm you. Speak life and peace and joy and love. For I am life. For I am joy. For I am peace and I am love. Speak those things unto them, and I will make a way out of no way for you. I will prepare the way. I will lead you into safe water. Even as I established David as king, despite of his mistake, because he continued to follow after me, after my statute. He repented when he did wrong, even as you must repent, even as you, when you do wrong, even as all souls must come unto me for forgiveness. And I will forgive them and I will establish them, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When it says, touch not my anointed, it's actually saying, get your mouth off of people. Amen. It don't matter what they've done to you, how they feel about you, what they think about you. Amen. Because only what you do for Christ is going to matter. Amen. So you got to make sure you're right with God. It don't matter what other folks are doing. Amen. I've made it a practice not to get caught up in what others are doing. But I was very heartbroken to hear that men of God are still living in the dark ages when they platform their messages on afflicting and come against other ministries because they don't like what that ministry is doing. Stop looking at it. Stop listening to it. Do what God called you to do. But I've come to the conclusion that when folks do that, they don't have no word to preach anyway. Gossip is their word. It's their platform. Make sure your platform is God's. Make sure you're standing on God's platform and not your own. Because as long as you're standing on God's platform, he's going to always make a way of escape for you. He's going to always provide for you. Amen. Glory to the kingdom of God. We have to do what we have to do for God. We have to live according to this. Amen. You do. Amen. Make sure the seed that you're dropping in the other lives is seed that's going to bring forth fruit of good. Fruit of life. Amen. So that God can bring forth the issues of life out of people. Don't, now, these same people that are afflicting you, God can use you to bless them. They may not understand. They might be split and torn because they know they done did their worst to you and you still have a smile up on your face. Yeah. You don't realize it, but just like angels have been assigned to you, people have been assigned to you. Y'all thought I was going to say demons, didn't y'all? People have been assigned to you to afflict you. Amen. They have been assigned to you to afflict you, to persecute you. And you say, well, why would God allow that? Sometimes God wants to see what you made out of. You always confess, I'm Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, and all this stuff. Prove it. Prove it. Amen. Hallelujah. Everyone stand. The word of God speaks. Would you?